Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Maria Boynton reporting. My guest is Kenyette Barnes. Kenyette is a co-founder of the Mute R. Kelly movement.
We started Mute R. Kelly, Oranika Odelia and I, in July of 2017.
The purpose?
Really to hold R. Kelly accountable, to stop his music from being played on the radio, to persuade elected officials to not allow him to perform in their concert venues, to encourage concertgoers not to go to the concerts, to stop the streaming from the different streaming platforms, and then really just to hold him accountable for the crimes that he has done, as were outlined in the most recent docuseries.
He has been accused in reference to the allegations from the docuseries that we saw. Did you watch?
I did watch.
What did you think?
I thought it was well done. I thought that Dream Hampton and the team at Lifetime did an excellent job at producing it. It was difficult to watch. Even as someone who does this work, it was difficult to watch.
Now, tell me, how far have you come in terms of starting the hashtag Mute R. Kelly movement to now?
Well, to date, we have 11 canceled concerts, 8 protests in 7 cities, and an estimated $1.7 million in lost revenue from those canceled and not sold out concerts.
And your activism, is it just in the United States?
Not anymore. We are now preparing to do some work in Germany. Actually, he is preparing a show in April in Ludwigsburg, Germany, and we are planning to Mute R. Kelly there as well.
Let's talk about the docuseries now. We saw you protesting out in Johns Creek when a young lady, it was alleged that she was in the house being held against her will. Her parents, the Savage family,
yes,
we're talking about, her parents were out there saying, we want to see our child, we want to make sure there are no marks on her body, things of that nature. How did you get involved in that protest? How did you all know that he was going to be at that house, or that she was going to be at the house?
Well, we didn't know. And I really want to take a moment and just not congratulate, but really acknowledge the work of the Savage family. They're parents. They're not activists. They're not professional kind of social justice people. And they were able to say, with the love and passion of my daughter, that's all that drove them. But the parents led that action, and we just supported their action. And from there, we picked up the baton, we made the movement, and we charged forward on behalf of not only the Savage family, but the other families of girls in those homes and girls who had been harmed by him.
Yeah, by the end of the docuseries, there were still girls who are not with their parents, not with their families. Families haven't seen them in years. So how do you describe what R. Kelly is alleged to be?
He's a sexual predator. There's really no other way to describe that. The grooming behaviors, the isolating behaviors, the abuse behaviors, the gaslighting, and the I will, you know, deprive you of food, and I will deprive you of social interaction. I will keep you locked away in your own room, not to be interacting with anyone else, and then I will come back and buy you a new handbag or take you on a vacation. And it really just really describes the cycle of abuse that we often see in plain sight in our own and throughout our society.
With all the allegations against him, some, you know, having relations with young girls who were not consenting adults, why is R. Kelly not in jail?
For several reasons. A lot of the families settled and signed a non-disclosure agreement and decided to move on with their life, which is very common in these types of cases. The other reason is, and this is a more sad reason, is that society just really doesn't support Black girls who are victims of sexual violence. We saw in the trial in Chicago where he was alleged to had basically produced child pornography. There's really no other way to say that. And to be clear, you can't have a sex tape with children because children can't consent to having sexual relations, and then they cannot consent to having their sexual likeness videotaped and distributed. So that was not a sex tape. It's not the P tape. It was child pornography, and we need to call it what it was. But even at that trial, you had fans supporting him and not believing the girls and putting more responsibility to not get raped on 13-year-old girls than adult men, in this case, an adult man who was doing it.
You faced a lot of backlash.
We did. Myself and my co-founder, Ornike, we both faced a lot of backlash, and all the other activists around the country in the different cities that were doing Mute R. Kelly, they too faced backlash when they were actively protesting concerts. And a lot of this backlash came from Black women, which was really sad because R. Kelly's largest fan base and the activists who want to shut him down are all Black women. And it just really shows that divide within our community when it comes to how we view sexual violence. And we've been accused of taking down a Black man, invoking sort of Jim Crow era tactics on, you know, false accusations, and how Black men are often, you know, heavily, you know, prosecuted and heavily indicted for sexual crimes, although the statistics doesn't pan out to be that, for that to be the case. And then at some point it was just, I had to like disable notifications on a lot of my social media platforms because the barrage of, just hate and vitriol was just mind-boggling.
How do you explain that?
I don't. I can't. I have a couple of theories. One, 60% of us are victims of sexual assault before our 18th birthday as Black women. A lot of us have learned to put it aside. You often hear people say, I don't think about my abuse anymore because I don't want my abuser to have space in my head. And I believe what this campaign is doing is ripping scabs off for a lot of people, and is making them look at what happened to them and say, hey, maybe that was rape. Maybe that wasn't my fault. And you just have a lot of people who are married to the music. I mean, for all intents and purposes, R. Kelly is a talented performer. And he was a part of a lot of people's childhoods and weddings and funerals. Well, not funerals, but, well, yeah, Whitney Houston's funeral, he did perform. But weddings and births and graduations. I mean, who didn't sing I Believe I Can Fly at their kindergarten or high school graduation? But to really look at him as a man, as flawed, and as having hurt people really, really badly is difficult for people to do.
Tell us about Kenyette Barnes. Why do you do this? What did you experience? Did you go through something to put you where you are today?
Like many Black women, I am a survivor of sexual abuse. And while that is not my primary motivator, it provides me insight. It provides me a sense of empathy that sort of propels me as I do this work. And for me, it's a passion. I mean, it's not just R. Kelly. It's domestic abuse. It's intimate partner violence. It's sex trafficking, sexual abuse. So those, you know, gender-based violence is my passion. I mean, I work as a lobbyist in the Georgia General Assembly, and a lot of the legislation that I champion kind of centers around gender-based violence. And it's just a part of who I am. It's a calling. I can't really explain it any better than that.
And as we talk about R. Kelly and the allegations against him, what other conversations should we be having now in our community specifically?
Well, one, believe survivors. I mean, the idea that we are more comfortable crafting a narrative that women are lying and girls are lying and they have these nefarious motives is just wrong. And we need to stop. We need to stop centering false accusations and motive over legitimate abuse. So that's the first thing. Two, we have to tackle issues such as toxic masculinity and hypersexualization and how we kind of demean women sexually. For the most part, sexuality is not a bad thing. And it's okay to be sexual, and it's okay to have a sexual, you know, part of you, but it's not okay to experience that at the degradation of other people. So we have to really talk about how we view sex and sexuality in our culture. And then, of course, the music. I mean, our music is, you know, this is not a moral, you know, argument, but our music really sets the tone for how we see women, because most of the targets of derogatory music are unfortunately Black women and women of color.
The docuseries is done. It's been viewed by millions.
Yes.
What do you want to happen next in this saga of the R. Kelly, Mute R. Kelly movement?
I want indictments at this point. There was a lot of information that came out in that docuseries, and a lot of that information, it's Atlanta-based. And I think we need to revisit the case in 2017 that was brought before the Fulton County District Attorney, and start having a conversation about building a case for a grand jury to get an indictment.
The young ladies whom you've spoken with, how are they doing?
You know, it's day by day. I mean, they have good days. They have not good days. And they are survivors. And they are survivors who have been thrust into an international spotlight. And they're dealing with a similar backlash that we're dealing with. And they have to sort of live in the shadow of his abuse as well. And so I've spoken with quite a few of them in the last few days, and I give them all my blessings, I give them all my love, and some are doing better than others.
Kenyette Barnes, thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Maria Boynton reporting.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.